The Soldier and the State in Latin America. By Jorge I. Dominguez. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Soldier and the State in Latin America, written by Jorge I. Dominguez, is a comprehensive study of the role of the military in Latin American politics. Dominguez examines the historical, political, and economic factors that have shaped the military's role in Latin American countries. He argues that the military has been a major force in the development of Latin American states, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. Dominguez also examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain political stability and to suppress dissent. He argues that the military has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite, and that it has often been used to repress the rights of the people. Dominguez begins by examining the historical roots of the military in Latin America. He argues that the military has been a major force in the development of Latin American states since the colonial period. He examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain political stability and to suppress dissent. He also looks at the role of the military in the development of the modern state, and how it has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite. Dominguez then examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain political stability and to suppress dissent. He looks at the role of the military in the development of the modern state, and how it has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite. He also examines the various ways in which the military has been used to repress the rights of the people, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Dominguez then examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain political stability and to suppress dissent. He looks at the role of the military in the development of the modern state, and how it has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite. He also examines the various ways in which the military has been used to repress the rights of the people, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. He argues that the military has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite, and that it has often been used to repress the rights of the people. Finally, Dominguez examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain political stability and to suppress dissent. He argues that the military has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite, and that it has often been used to repress the rights of the people. He also looks at the role of the military in the development of the modern state, and how it has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite. The Soldier and the State in Latin America is an important and comprehensive study of the role of the military in Latin American politics. Dominguez examines the historical, political, and economic factors that have shaped the military's role in Latin American countries. He argues that the military has been a major force in the development of Latin American states, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. He also examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain political stability and to suppress dissent. Dominguez's book is an important contribution to the study of Latin American politics and the role of the military in the region. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The military in Latin America has traditionally been a powerful political force. Idea summary. The Soldier and the State in Latin America examines the role of the military in Latin American politics, showing how it has been a major factor in the region's history. The Soldier and the State in Latin America, by Jorge I. Dominguez, examines the role of the military in Latin American politics. It looks at how the military has been a major factor in the region's history, from the colonial period to the present day. The book examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain political control, from coups and dictatorships to more subtle forms of influence. It also looks at the role of the military in economic development, and how it has been used to protect the interests of the wealthy and powerful. Finally, the book looks at the changing nature of the military in Latin America, and how it has adapted to the changing political and economic environment. The book argues that the military has been a powerful political force in Latin America, and that its influence has been both positive and negative. On the one hand, it has been used to protect the interests of the wealthy and powerful, and to maintain political control. On the other hand, It has also been used to promote economic development and to protect the rights of the people. The book also looks at the changing nature of the military in Latin America, and how it has adapted to the changing political and economic environment. The Soldier and the State in Latin America is an important book for anyone interested in understanding the role of the military in Latin American politics. It provides an in-depth look at the history and current state of the military in the region, and offers valuable insights into the complex relationship between the military and the state. It is an essential read for anyone interested in Latin American politics and history. Main idea number 2. The military has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite. Idea summary: the book argues that the military in Latin America has often been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite, rather than the interests of the people. In Latin America, the military has traditionally been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite, rather than the interests of the people. This is due to the fact that the military has been closely tied to the political and economic elites, and has been used to maintain their power and privilege. This has been especially true in countries with authoritarian regimes, where the military has been used to suppress dissent and maintain the status quo. In addition, the military has been used to protect the interests of foreign investors, often at the expense of the local population. This has resulted in a situation where the military has been used to protect the interests of the powerful, rather than the interests of the people. The book argues that this situation has had a negative impact on the development of Latin America. The military has been used to repress popular movements and to prevent the emergence of a more democratic and equitable society. This has resulted in a situation where the people have been denied their basic rights and have been unable to participate in the political process. In addition, the military has been used to protect the interests of foreign investors, often at the expense of the local population. This has resulted in a situation where the people have been denied their basic rights and have been unable to participate in the political process. The book argues that in order to create a more equitable and democratic society in Latin America, it is necessary to break the link between the military and the ruling elite. This can be done by reforming the military and making it more accountable to the people. In addition, it is necessary to ensure that the military is used to protect the interests of the people, rather than the interests of the ruling elite. This will require a shift in the way the military is used and viewed in Latin America, and will require a commitment to democratic values and principles. Main idea number 3. The military has been used to suppress popular movements. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to suppress popular movements, such as labor and peasant movements, in order to maintain the status quo. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines how the military has been used to suppress popular movements in Latin America. The book argues that the military has been used to maintain the status quo and protect the interests of the ruling elite. It looks at how the military has been used to repress labor and peasant movements, as well as other forms of popular protest. It also examines the role of the military in the development of authoritarian regimes and the use of violence to suppress dissent. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the relationship between the military and the state in Latin America, and how this relationship has shaped the region's political and economic development. The book looks at the history of military rule in Latin America, from the 19th century to the present day. It examines the role of the military in the development of authoritarian regimes, and how the military has been used to suppress popular movements. It also looks at the role of the military in the development of economic policies, and how the military has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the relationship between the military and the state in Latin America, and how this relationship has shaped the region's political and economic development. Main idea number 4. The military has been used to repress political dissent. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to repress political dissent, often through the use of violence and intimidation. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in Latin American countries and how it has been used to repress political dissent. The book looks at how the military has been used to suppress the voices of those who oppose the government, often through the use of violence and intimidation. It also looks at the ways in which the military has been used to maintain the status quo and to protect the interests of the ruling elite. The book also examines the role of the military in the development of Latin American countries, and how it has been used to promote economic growth and stability. Finally, the book looks at the role of the military in the democratization of Latin American countries, and how it has been used to promote the rule of law and the protection of human rights. The book argues that the military has been used to repress political dissent in Latin American countries, often through the use of violence and intimidation. It looks at how the military has been used to suppress the voices of those who oppose the government, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo and to protect the interests of the ruling elite. The book also examines the role of the military in the development of Latin American countries, and how it has been used to promote economic growth and stability. Finally, the book looks at the role of the military in the democratization of Latin American countries, and how it has been used to promote the rule of law and the protection of human rights. Main idea number 5. The military has been used to maintain social order. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to maintain social order, often through the use of force and coercion. The military has been used to maintain social order in Latin America since the colonial period. This has been done through a variety of means, including the use of force and coercion. In some cases, the military has been used to suppress dissent and maintain the status quo. In other cases, the military has been used to protect the interests of the ruling class and to ensure that the government remains in power. In all cases, the military has been used to maintain social order and to ensure that the government remains in control. The book examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain social order in Latin America. It looks at the role of the military in suppressing dissent and maintaining the status quo, as well as its role in protecting the interests of the ruling class. It also looks at the role of the military in providing security and stability in times of crisis. Finally, the book examines the role of the military in providing a sense of national identity and pride. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of the military in Latin America and its impact on the region. It examines the various ways in which the military has been used to maintain social order and how this has shaped the region's political and social landscape. It also looks at the implications of the military's role in Latin America for the region's future. Main idea number 6. The military has been used to protect foreign interests. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to protect foreign interests, such as those of the United States, in Latin America. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in protecting foreign interests in Latin America. The book looks at how the military has been used to protect the interests of the United States, as well as other countries, in the region. It examines the history of military interventions in Latin America, from the Spanish-American War to the Cold War, and how these interventions have shaped the region's politics and economics. It also looks at the role of the military in providing security and stability in the region, as well as its role in promoting economic development. Finally, the book looks at the implications of the military's role in Latin America for the United States and other countries in the region. The book argues that the military has been used to protect foreign interests in Latin America, often at the expense of the local population. It looks at how the military has been used to suppress popular movements and to protect the interests of foreign corporations. It also examines how the military has been used to support dictatorships and to repress political dissent. The book also looks at the role of the military in providing security and stability in the region, as well as its role in promoting economic development. Finally, the book looks at the implications of the military's role in Latin America for the United States and other countries in the region. Main idea number 7. The military has been used to intervene in politics. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to intervene in politics, often in order to protect the interests of the ruling elite. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in Latin American politics. It looks at how the military has been used to intervene in politics, often in order to protect the interests of the ruling elite. The book argues that the military has been used to suppress popular movements, to repress dissent, and to maintain the status quo. It also looks at how the military has been used to support dictatorships and to undermine democracy. The book also examines the role of the military in economic development, and how it has been used to promote economic growth and stability. Finally, the book looks at the role of the military in the transition to democracy, and how it has been used to facilitate the transition from authoritarianism to democracy. The book argues that the military has been a powerful force in Latin American politics, and that it has been used to protect the interests of the ruling elite. It looks at how the military has been used to suppress popular movements, to repress dissent, and to maintain the status quo. It also looks at how the military has been used to support dictatorships and to undermine democracy. The book also examines the role of the military in economic development, and how it has been used to promote economic growth and stability. Finally, the book looks at the role of the military in the transition to democracy, and how it has been used to facilitate the transition from authoritarianism to democracy. Main idea number 8. The military has been used to control the economy. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to control the economy, often through the use of economic policies that favor the interests of the ruling elite. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in controlling the economy in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the military has been used to control the economy, often through the use of economic policies that favor the interests of the ruling elite. He argues that the military has been used to maintain the status quo and to protect the interests of the ruling class. He also argues that the military has been used to suppress dissent and to prevent the emergence of alternative economic models. Dominguez argues that the military has been used to maintain the power of the ruling elite and to ensure that the economic system remains in their favor. He also argues that the military has been used to prevent the emergence of alternative economic models that could benefit the majority of the population. Dominguez argues that the military has been used to control the economy in a variety of ways. He argues that the military has been used to maintain the status quo and to protect the interests of the ruling class. He also argues that the military has been used to suppress dissent and to prevent the emergence of alternative economic models. He argues that the military has been used to maintain the power of the ruling elite and to ensure that the economic system remains in their favor. He also argues that the military has been used to prevent the emergence of alternative economic models that could benefit the majority of the population. Dominguez argues that the use of the military to control the economy has had a negative impact on the economic development of Latin America. He argues that the military has been used to maintain the status quo and to protect the interests of the ruling class, which has resulted in a lack of economic development and a lack of economic opportunities for the majority of the population. He also argues that the military has been used to suppress dissent and to prevent the emergence of alternative economic models, which has resulted in a lack of economic diversity and a lack of economic innovation. Main idea number 9. The military has been used to promote economic development. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to promote economic development, often through the use of state-led initiatives. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines how the military has been used to promote economic development in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the military has been used to promote economic development through state-led initiatives, such as the creation of infrastructure, the promotion of industrialization, and the implementation of economic policies. He also argues that the military has been used to protect the interests of the state, such as by providing security and stability. Dominguez further argues that the military has been used to promote economic development by providing a source of employment and by providing a source of capital for investment. Finally, Dominguez argues that the military has been used to promote economic development by providing a source of expertise and knowledge. Dominguez argues that the military has been used to promote economic development in Latin America in a variety of ways. He argues that the military has been used to create infrastructure, promote industrialization, and implement economic policies. He also argues that the military has been used to protect the interests of the state, such as by providing security and stability. Additionally, Dominguez argues that the military has been used to provide a source of employment and capital for investment. Finally, Dominguez argues that the military has been used to provide a source of expertise and knowledge. Overall, Dominguez argues that the military has been used to promote economic development in Latin America in a variety of ways. He argues that the military has been used to create infrastructure, promote industrialization, and implement economic policies. He also argues that the military has been used to protect the interests of the state, such as by providing security and stability. Additionally, Dominguez argues that the military has been used to provide a source of employment and capital for investment. Finally, Dominguez argues that the military has been used to provide a source of expertise and knowledge. Main idea number 10. The military has been used to promote social change. Idea summary. The book looks at how the military has been used to promote social change, often through the use of reforms that favor the interests of the people. The military has long been used as a tool to promote social change in Latin America. In The Soldier and the State in Latin America, Jorge I. Dominguez examines how the military has been used to promote social change, often through the use of reforms that favor the interests of the people. He argues that the military has been used to promote social change in Latin America in two ways. First, by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the people, and second, by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the state. Dominguez argues that the military has been used to promote social change in Latin America by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the people. He argues that the military has been used to promote social change by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the state. He argues that the military has been used to promote social change by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the people, such as land reform, labor reform, and educational reform. He also argues that the military has been used to promote social change by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the state, such as the establishment of a strong central government and the promotion of economic development. Dominguez argues that the military has been used to promote social change in Latin America by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the people and the state. He argues that the military has been used to promote social change by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the people, such as land reform, labor reform, and educational reform. He also argues that the military has been used to promote social change by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of the state, such as the establishment of a strong central government and the promotion of economic development. He argues that the military has been used to promote social change by providing a platform for the implementation of reforms that favor the interests of both the people and the state, such as the promotion of democracy and the protection of human rights. Main idea number 11. The military has been used to protect the interests of the United States. Idea summary. The book examines how the military has been used to protect the interests of the United States in Latin America, often through the use of military interventions. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in protecting the interests of the United States in Latin America. The book looks at the history of military interventions in the region, from the Spanish-American War to the Cold War, and how the United States has used the military to protect its interests. It also looks at the role of the military in the internal politics of Latin American countries, and how the military has been used to support or oppose certain governments. The book also looks at the role of the military in the economic development of Latin America, and how the military has been used to protect the interests of the United States in the region. The book also looks at the role of the military in the social and cultural life of Latin America, and how the military has been used to shape the culture and society of the region. It examines the role of the military in the education system, and how the military has been used to promote certain ideologies and values. Finally, the book looks at the role of the military in the environment, and how the military has been used to protect the environment from exploitation and destruction. The Soldier and the State in Latin America is an important book for anyone interested in understanding the role of the military in Latin America and how it has been used to protect the interests of the United States in the region. It provides a comprehensive overview of the history of military interventions in the region and how the military has been used to shape the culture and society of Latin America. Main idea number 12. The military has been used to promote U.S. foreign policy. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to promote U.S. foreign policy in Latin America, often through the use of military interventions. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in promoting U.S. foreign policy in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to achieve its foreign policy objectives in the region. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to intervene in Latin American countries to protect U.S. interests, such as economic investments, and to promote U.S.-friendly governments. Dominguez also argues that the U.S. has used the military to suppress popular movements and to prevent the emergence of left-wing governments. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to maintain its hegemony in the region and to protect its interests. Dominguez also examines the role of the military in Latin American countries themselves. He argues that the military has been used to maintain political stability and to protect the interests of the ruling elites. He argues that the military has been used to suppress popular movements and to prevent the emergence of left-wing governments. He also argues that the military has been used to protect the interests of foreign investors and to promote U.S.-friendly governments. The Soldier and the State in Latin America is an important book that examines the role of the military in promoting U.S. foreign policy in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to intervene in Latin American countries to protect U.S. interests and to promote U.S.-friendly governments. He also examines the role of the military in Latin American countries themselves and argues that the military has been used to maintain political stability and to protect the interests of the ruling elites. Main idea number 13. The military has been used to promote U.S. economic interests. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. economic interests in Latin America, often through the use of economic policies that favor U.S. corporations. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. economic interests in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has often used the military to impose economic policies that favor U.S. corporations. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to protect U.S. investments, to open markets for U.S. exports, and to ensure access to raw materials. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to suppress labor movements and to prevent the emergence of independent economic policies. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to maintain its economic hegemony in Latin America, and that this has had a detrimental effect on the region's economic development. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to impose economic policies that favor U.S. corporations. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to protect U.S. investments, to open markets for U.S. exports, and to ensure access to raw materials. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to suppress labor movements and to prevent the emergence of independent economic policies. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to maintain its economic hegemony in Latin America, and that this has had a detrimental effect on the region's economic development. Dominguez also argues that the U.S. has used the military to intervene in Latin American politics in order to maintain its economic interests. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to support dictatorships and to suppress popular movements that threaten U.S. economic interests. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to intervene in elections and to manipulate the political process in order to ensure that U.S. economic interests are protected. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to maintain its economic hegemony in Latin America, and that this has had a detrimental effect on the region's economic development. Main idea number 14. The military has been used to promote U.S. political interests. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to promote U.S. political interests in Latin America, often through the use of military interventions. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in promoting U.S. political interests in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to achieve its political objectives in the region. He argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to protect its economic interests, to support friendly governments, and to counter the influence of hostile governments. Dominguez also argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to promote its own political agenda, such as the promotion of democracy and human rights. He argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to achieve its political objectives in Latin America, often at the expense of the local population. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to achieve its political objectives in Latin America, often with disastrous consequences. He argues that U.S. interventions have often resulted in the destabilization of the region, leading to civil wars, human rights abuses, and economic decline. Dominguez argues that U.S. interventions have often been counterproductive, leading to the rise of authoritarian regimes and the erosion of democracy. He argues that U.S. interventions have often been used to support oppressive regimes, leading to the violation of human rights and the suppression of dissent. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to promote its own political agenda in Latin America, often at the expense of the local population. He argues that U.S. interventions have often been used to support oppressive regimes, leading to the violation of human rights and the suppression of dissent. He argues that U.S. interventions have often been used to promote U.S. economic interests, leading to the exploitation of local resources and the displacement of local populations. Dominguez argues that U.S. interventions have often been used to support friendly governments, leading to the consolidation of U.S. power in the region. Main idea number 15. The military has been used to promote U.S. cultural interests. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. cultural interests in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and cultural initiatives. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. cultural interests in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its culture and values in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and cultural initiatives. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its culture and values in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and cultural initiatives. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its culture and values in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and cultural initiatives. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its culture and values in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and cultural initiatives. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. Dominguez also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. Dominguez also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. In conclusion, Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and cultural initiatives. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its culture and values in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and cultural initiatives. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. He further argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, such as economic and political interests, and to suppress any opposition to U.S. interests. Main idea number 16. The military has been used to promote U.S. security interests. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to promote U.S. security interests in Latin America, often through the use of military interventions. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in promoting U.S. security interests in Latin America. The book looks at how the U.S. has used military interventions to protect its interests in the region, often at the expense of the local population. It examines the history of U.S. military interventions in Latin America, from the Spanish-American War to the Cold War, and how these interventions have shaped the region's politics and economy. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's internal politics, and how it has been used to suppress dissent and maintain the status quo. The book also looks at the role of the military in the region's economic development, and how it has been used to promote U.S. economic interests. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's security, and how it has been used to protect U.S. security interests. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the role of the military in Latin America, and how it has been used to promote U.S. security interests. It examines the history of U.S. military interventions in the region, and how these interventions have shaped the region's politics and economy. It also looks at the role of the military in the region's internal politics, and how it has been used to suppress dissent and maintain the status quo. The book also looks at the role of the military in the region's economic development, and how it has been used to promote U.S. economic interests. Finally, it looks at the role of the military in the region's security, and how it has been used to protect U.S. security interests. Main idea number 17. The military has been used to promote U.S. ideological interests. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. ideological interests in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and ideological initiatives. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. ideological interests in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America, often through the use of propaganda and ideological initiatives. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America in order to gain influence and control over the region. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests, such as economic and political stability, and to protect its own interests in the region. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America in order to gain influence and control over the region. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America in order to gain influence and control over the region. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests, such as economic and political stability, and to protect its own interests in the region. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America in order to gain influence and control over the region, and to ensure that its interests are protected. Dominguez also argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America in order to gain influence and control over the region. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America in order to gain influence and control over the region, and to ensure that its interests are protected. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests, such as economic and political stability, and to protect its own interests in the region. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to spread its ideology in Latin America in order to gain influence and control over the region, and to ensure that its interests are protected. Main idea number 18. The military has been used to promote U.S. military interests. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to promote U.S. military interests in Latin America, often through the use of military interventions. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines the role of the military in promoting U.S. military interests in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used military interventions to achieve its goals in the region, often at the expense of the local population. He looks at how the U.S. has used the military to protect its economic interests, to support friendly governments, and to suppress popular movements. He also examines the role of the military in the region's internal politics, and how it has been used to maintain the status quo. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, often at the expense of the local population. Dominguez also looks at the role of the military in the region's internal politics. He argues that the U.S. has used the military to maintain the status quo, often by supporting friendly governments and suppressing popular movements. He also examines the role of the military in protecting U.S. economic interests, and how it has been used to promote U.S. military interests in the region. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to promote its own interests in Latin America, often at the expense of the local population. Main idea number 19. The military has been used to promote U.S. diplomatic interests. Idea summary: the book examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. diplomatic interests in Latin America, often through the use of diplomatic initiatives. The Soldier and the State in Latin America by Jorge I. Dominguez examines how the military has been used to promote U.S. diplomatic interests in Latin America. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has often used the military to achieve diplomatic objectives, such as maintaining stability in the region, protecting U.S. interests, and promoting economic development. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to support diplomatic initiatives, such as the Good Neighbor Policy, the Alliance for Progress, and the Rio Treaty. Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to support these initiatives by providing economic and military aid, training, and other forms of assistance. He also argues that the U.S. has used the military to influence the internal politics of Latin American countries, often in ways that have been detrimental to the region's development. Finally, Dominguez argues that the U.S. has used the military to intervene in Latin American countries in order to protect U.S. interests, often with disastrous consequences. Main idea number 20. The military has been used to promote U.S. intelligence interests. Idea summary: the book looks at how the military has been used to promote U.S. intelligence interests in Latin America, often through the use of intelligence operations. The Soldier and the State in Latin America examines the role of the military in promoting U.S. intelligence interests in Latin America. It looks at how the military has been used to support U.S. intelligence operations, often through the use of covert operations. It also examines the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. The book also looks at the role of the military in providing security for U.S. citizens in Latin America, and how the U.S. has used the military to protect its interests in the region. The book also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. It examines the role of the military in providing security for U.S. citizens in Latin America, and how the U.S. has used the military to protect its interests in the region. It also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. The book also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. It examines the role of the military in providing security for U.S. citizens in Latin America, and how the U.S. has used the military to protect its interests in the region. It also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. The book also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. It examines the role of the military in providing security for U.S. citizens in Latin America, and how the U.S. has used the military to protect its interests in the region. It also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. The book also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries. It examines the role of the military in providing security for U.S. citizens in Latin America, and how the U.S. has used the military to protect its interests in the region. It also looks at the role of the military in providing intelligence to the U.S. government, and how the U.S. has used the military to influence the politics of Latin American countries.